You're listening to the Shift Starter Daily with head shift starter Anthony Trucks.
It's about motivating the doers.
Discover the tools you need to elevate your life and business and ultimately make shift happen.
The number one enemy for you is complacency.
Power up your day with purpose, clarity, and powerful actions to reach your goals.
You will believe in yourself.
It's time. Let's get shift started.
Triple thoughts that I have in my head are coming out to you today, but this, not triple thoughts. Today we're going to talk about something unique. I have three thoughts around it. We're going to unpack these three thoughts, but it's called dark work agogi. Thought number one, I think nowadays in our world, we don't have enough people doing hard things intentionally for the purpose of getting stronger, doing hard because it's hard. It's not a common thing. And back in the day, the Spartans used to have the soldiers, the men, and they would go through this process where at a certain moment in time, they would send them off to the woods to survive. And they called it the agogi, which means to raise in ancient Greek. And when you go through this concept, what they did is their purpose wasn't to make these boys have a bad day and hurt their feelings. No, the purpose was to prepare them for the hard life ahead, to be a Spartan warrior, a soldier. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to try to make everybody soldiers and warriors in this world, but you do have to be an individual that can carry your own, have some strength. And I think that there is something that we need to do as people that is more based around this concept of agogi. So I have a child, multiple, right? And I have one boy that I'm going to spend some time doing something like this where I want to subject him intentionally and on purpose to some situations that allow him to raise into a better man. I want to raise him to be a phenomenal human. Nothing wrong with that. It's my job as a dad. And I think anybody I'm around, I want them to be in that situation because I want people to be better when they leave my presence. And I know that all of us, we think of this idea of, you know, to raise, to think you raise somebody else. And yes, it's a huge piece of it, but I think you can kind of raise yourself in certain aspects also. I mean, some people actually raised themselves. You know, if their parents weren't present, no grandma around or grandpa around to watch them, they kind of just raised themselves through the years. And at some point, they came out on the other side better. And most of these people went through their own situations that were hard. They were in these moments in time that were them doing their own dark work and raising themselves. Some did things on purpose that were hard. Maybe not because it was hard that they did it, but maybe it was just hard. I had to find out how to get a job and get education and fend for myself and feed myself, take care of my young child, no matter what it might have been. There was a moment in time where they went through their own crucible, their own moment in time where they raised themselves past what was possible. And I think if we can lead ourselves into that mentality and go, as I look forward towards my days, what am I doing right now that's testing my mettle? What am I doing right now to raise myself? Genuine question. What are you doing right now to raise yourself to be better tomorrow? And to raise, I mean, there's a lot of ways you can look at to raise, but to raise, in my opinion, means to elevate, to make better, to improve. So where are you actually elevating yourself, raising yourself, improving yourself? Are you spending your days seeking out things that are difficult? I'm not going to lie, there's a lot of things that happen in my life that no one knows, but I don't always enjoy doing them. I have to battle my own mind to sit and do them. Sometimes it's these actual episodes. Not that I don't enjoy thoroughly having this time with you, but sometimes my brain goes, I just want to sit down with the family and hang out. I just want to go to the couch. I don't want to sit for an hour and record episodes, if I'm being dead honest. But when I sit down, I lean into it. I know this isn't about how I feel. It's about how you get information. It's about what I can do to serve your life. And so I am raising and elevating myself by showing up emotionally and switching the way I feel to show up in the manner in which I'm supposed to. And this has been a process over the years to really refine, but I do it well now. So when I'm here with you, I want to be here with you. But I had to elevate my mind, elevate myself to be able to have that conversation and show up properly, or I wouldn't be disciplined and follow through. I'd miss days. We're at 454 today. I don't miss. I stay dialed. They're on time. There are no excuses. No one pays me to do this specifically. I don't get paid to make this for you. I do this because I really thoroughly enjoy giving you something of value every day. And so this mentality is, it's all about how do you raise yourself to have the traits that you know you need to be better in the next stage of your life. What is your personal agogi? What are you subjecting yourself to intentionally? Simply either for the purpose of making yourself mentally stronger or because you know that you need it to be better at the next level. Because the truth is, if you go back to the Spartan days, some of these kids could probably have avoided the agogi. And some most likely did. Those that did not become soldiers did. But when the battle comes, when the war comes, while they might be safe, right? They could be safe because of those that were subjected to it, those that did go through the agoge. There's going to be some that can sit inside and they can hang out and they can wait for the other warriors to make it safe for them. Or they could be out there handling their own, handling themselves. And while I don't want to aken what we live as life to a war, because we all know that that is a complete different environment that many of us would never make it into or survive through, or I don't think you can even put war as this thing you can feel special about in some manners unless you've been through it and you can respect what it is. But life is it's a situation where you are battling yourself. There is a fight going on. And if you aren't prepared or able to manage the fights that happen when you don't see them coming, well, then you have to either wait on somebody else to come save you, somebody else to come have the wherewithal to tackle a situation, or you could be the one that fights your own battles, navigates the situations, has confidence. Because those two people walk around the world differently. One person walks around, you know, hoping that they don't get in a situation that could, you know, be detrimental to them. So they avoid situations. They avoid possibilities, opportunities. They don't just lean into stuff. Where the other person walks free and tall, travels the world, sees things, gets to conversation with people. You know, maybe they get into different arguments with different people, or you know, what we may call, you know, not so much an argument, but maybe it's just a debate on something. But the idea is that these people can carry themselves differently and experience life differently, surely because of the agoges that they went through that prepared them for life at a different level. So you can do the exact same thing. You don't have to wait for the world to present you with some situation where you're kind of hoping things pan out. You can actually put yourself in these situations in advance. Challenge yourself. Test yourself. Whatever you're facing right now that seems difficult, I promise as a person that that's easy to navigate. It's not to take away from the true strength of what you need or how it's hard for you, but it's to give you a realization that if you can subject yourself to different battles intentionally, then these battles you're being subjected to unintentionally become much easier. So that's what it's all about. Taking time to go to the dark, turn off lights, and do your own dark work, agogis.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Shift Starter Daily.
I looked in the mirror, I thought, I'll show you one day, and I feel limitless.
Don't forget to rate, review, smash that subscribe, and share with friends so we can grow the Shift Starter community. To join the conversation with Anthony and other Shift Starters, follow at Anthony Trucks on all platforms or visit www.anthonytrucks.com. Until next time, own your shift, get shift started, and make shift happen.